It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Live, local, letting the establishment have it. Lars Larson, weekdays noon to 3, KVI, KVI.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the high.
Thank you, Andy Williams. The Commute with Carlson Talk Radio 570 KVI. It is independent journalist Jonathan Cho with discovery.org has discovered one company using very novel method of trying to keep homeless drug addicts from camping off their sidewalk on Aurora Avenue North in Seattle. It's happening outside of the Comcast cable offices off Aurora Avenue North and 128th Street. I think that's where they used to do public access TV. I was interviewed some time ago on a station by a cable host there named C.R. Douglas, who went on to Channel 13. I haven't seen CR in a few years. Don't know where CR is these days. But anyway, the cable company is still there, now known as Comcast, and they've been having trouble with homeless vagrants who are helping themselves to the sidewalk in front of the company as a place to hang out and camp and loiter and use and deal drugs. The company is blasting classical music above their tents to make their life less than enjoyable. Here is here is Jonathan Cho's coverage. Jonathan Cho used to be with Como. Here's Jonathan Cho's coverage.
For the past few days,
it would be the same songs over and over and over and over.
The homeless living near Stone Avenue North and 128th Street. Which songs are they playing?
It was classical music.
Say some really loud music started blaring from the cluster of speakers mounted on the Comcast service building in North Seattle. Hey, Tobin!
Yeah.
Dana says a really annoying medley of classical music.
How do you sleep with that loud music?
I go elsewhere.
Was driving everyone nuts at all hours of the day.
Music that will affect your psyche.
The campers believe the cable giant is targeting them for living on the street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the same speaker that normally plays warnings to trespassers, now blasting tunes.
Hoping they pack up and go away.
Because they want the people to leave.
They want you guys to leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't think of a better way to do it.
The Comcast building was closed by the time I got there Monday evening. I did reach out to the company hoping for an explanation, but so far no response.
Comcast, one of the managers over there, came over here to ask if it would impact us or be a problem for us. And we're like, no, go for it.
Tyler Coomer at the auto shop across the street says there is no doubt Comcast intentionally blasted music.
As far as I know, they're playing it all night long.
To drive the homeless out of the neighborhood.
It doesn't seem to have moved anybody.
Will you guys keep me posted if the music starts again?
Do you have a card?
John C. says this is the first time in days he isn't hearing a full-blown symphony orchestra playing above his tent, but believes there could be another remix on the way.
What would you like to say to Comcast?
Nothing. They're f***ing that. Nothing. I have nothing to say to them.
That's weird.
Well, I tell you what, this is not the first time that tactic has been used. I believe they used it at the Third and Pine McDonald's back about a dozen years ago.
Okay.
I think they used it there. But again, they had all sorts of difficulty at the Third and Pine McDonald's. They had to end up closing off their second floor. And so I think they abandoned the idea. If you really want to drive these people out, you know what you should do? Don't play classical music. You know what you play? If you've ever been to Disneyland and your kids were small, It's practically mandatory. You've got to go on a ride called It's a Small, Small World. The song that accompanies that ride is excruciating. It's a small, small world.
15-minute breakdown one time when I was on that ride. But the music continued on, and it was just on. And I was in the part where it wasn't American. It was, you know, because they do it in different languages.
And just that melody and that whole sing-song. It's a song, da, 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 da.
It's practically a polka, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it sounds great for like 45 seconds, and then, oh, okay, that's fine. Thank you. That's enough. No, that's enough. No, I don't want... No, fine, you made your point. I don't want to hear it. I mean, But I went through it, and whenever... You know, we went to Disneyland several times with the kids when they were younger, and we would always say, oh, no, which one of us has to take the kids on It's a Small, Small World? It's a small world. Oh, boy. Anyway, that's the song they should play. It's a
small world. Homeless problems be solved. That's all it takes is this Disney song.
I'm telling you, this song can drive the homeless out of any alcove, off any sidewalk, out of any park. This song could get the terrorists at Gitmo to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Confess all. So if I don't tell you everything you need to know,
they'll get jobs, they'll get clean from their addictions.
Anything to keep from having to hear that song.
Clean up their credit, boom, employable.
They'll get haircuts.
Boom.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I tell you, they could solve the homeless crisis. REI needs to hire them as professional tent builders, demonstrators. I've always thought REI would have a great opportunity to resolve some of this, but REI just sits on their hands and doesn't do anything to help.
Okay, so before we lose all of our
listeners,
please.
He said tongue-in-cheek.
Yes. Okay. And we've got a story that our friend Andy Ngo, as an NGO, Andy Ngo, the anti-Antifa journalist who has written extensively on the shadowy world of the radical leftist organization Antifa, Andy Ngo publicized the Antifa organization's call on all of their supporters to show up at the local Tesla dealership to protest Elon Musk by setting the dealerships on fire. So they're calling for arson. And they were hoping that their followers would firebomb or otherwise set the Tesla dealerships on fire. One of them tried in Linwood, and they caught him. Would you like to know a little bit about him? He is 44 years of age. Identified as the suspect in the violent arson attack the day after Thanksgiving and the bomb threat next to a Tesla dealership in Linwood. It led to an hours-long standoff. Eventually, they brought in the SWAT team because he had allegedly had propane and gasoline containers. The arson attack and bomb threat followed promises on that same day by the Twitter Antifa accounts to burn down these properties. By the way, if Elon Musk is looking for a Twitter account to cancel, this would be one. And you're richly justified in doing it because they are calling on people to commit felonies. That makes them an accessory. Michael Paul Hargett. Mike Hargett allegedly threatened a business owner with a screwdriver at a business next to a Tesla store on the day after Thanksgiving before police responded and he threatened them with a crowbar. Linwood police say that Hargett also said he was armed with a handgun, which is a pretty dumb thing to say to a police officer in a tense situation. They attempted to tase Mr. Hargett. For some reason, it didn't work. And Hargett barricaded himself in a room and said and moved what he called propane and acetylene tanks in position, threatening to blow up the area. During the attack, Hargett smashed windows in the room so he could hurl projectiles at the police. Once he started a fire, the SWAT team that had by then arrived doused the flames with a fire hose and then breached the building using a robot. Hargett is now charged with felony second-degree assault. In fact, that's a strike. Felony second-degree arson. Felony first-degree malicious mischief. Felony theft of a motor vehicle and misdemeanor obstruction of a law enforcement officer. Now, he could get serious time. It will be interesting to see what he is ultimately charged with by the prosecutors. Snohomish County. They got a new prosecutor. It'll be interesting to see how the new prosecutor there handles this. But you can do some serious time if these charges stick. I'm reading to see if we know any more about his criminal background.
What a petulant child. I don't like his social media. So I'm going to burn down it.
He's 44.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what this is.
And so if you didn't think that Twitter had a political bias, boy, you do now. Look how the left is responding to Elon Musk saying that he's going to make it more even-handed.
When Twitter doesn't go their direction. Just pathetic.
The judge noted that Hargett has another open criminal case for burglary. Prosecutors want $100,000 bail. The judge set it at $50,000, and Hargett is still sitting on ice in the county lockup.
And the loudest voices about, oh, we have to do something to intervene and stop bullying in schools, are the people that are now doing this level of complaining and threats. And in this specific case, property crime damage, vandalism, arson, as it relates to Elon Musk. Classic.
So it's very revealing. Again, we're not talking about, you know, 20-year-olds whose heads are filled with, you know, militant idealism and radicalism. No. This is a 44-year-old loser. Like most of the Antifa people. And it would be this is one area where the media have really fallen down on the job. Have you noticed that everyone from this area who was arrested in connection with the January 6th riot in the Capitol in 2021, all of the people who have been arrested there have been profiled in the media? You know who they are, where they live,
what
town
they're from.
Father and son team, their occupations, what they were accused of doing.
No shortage of media coverage.
Have you seen the media give that same kind of coverage to Antifa? And of course, they will probably justify not doing so. Say, we don't want to give them the attention. Well, and yet they're happy to give the attention to radicals on the right.
Yeah, occasionally on May Day, you get that extra attention.
Why wouldn't you?
But not for the rest of the...
Make these people famous.
Yeah, not for the rest of these property attacks and other crimes.
So, God bless Andy Ngo, because he has done more in covering the radicalism of Antifa and who these people are and where they're from and what they're all about. He has done more... covering what's going on in Oregon and Washington than all the newspapers combined and all the TV stations combined. For some reason, they don't want to. Maybe they're afraid that they'll become a target. But you know what? Are you afraid of the January 6th people? You clearly are highlighting them. Why aren't you highlighting Antifa? So we're happy to let you know who these people are. You're listening to The Commute with Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI.